This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Dean Murphy, Dolly Dollface. I've got absolutely...
Can you hear nothing?
No, I can't hear anything.
Oh, what's
that's
going
okay.
On?
Oh, we'll just keep talking.
If you take that off your ear, you can probably hear.
I can hear you,
oh, there
but
you go.
I don't know whether my mic's...
See, I thought this morning I was going to mess up because of there's got this new automated system here at Joy. And thank you for becoming a new member to Joy because we've been able to afford it. You know, but I'm finding my feet with it this morning.
Well, we're all finding our feet.
Yeah,
aren't
it could
we?
Be a little bit
our
all
feet.
Over the place. Our feet.
Our feet.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, listen, I should make mention, too, last Sunday was our 21st birthday celebration.
It was indeed.
Yeah, and it was great. It was really good. We had birthday party at the town hall for, you know, volunteers and whatever, which is great. But, geez, it was a crazy night.
It was a crazy night. And I tell you what, I partied like it was a 21st birthday party as well.
You did.
Unfortunately, at 41, you don't pull up quite as well.
No,
so
you don't.
It's been a long week in my head.
Yes, it's been a long week. And
to make
matters worse too, you know, because our good sponsors, Jackie Gillies, La Mascara, came to the party.
Fabulous,
with some little cocktail-y things.
Ooh.
Didn't they hit the spot?
Wow.
Absolutely. And then someone asked me to go on air. That was...
Yeah, I know. And that's always
you don't
interesting.
Want to do that after
no, you don't want to do that because Dolly, after a couple of drinks, it's just like, a, you know.
I can't get the S's out.
You should never actually.
There's a lot of S's in my speech pattern.
A lot of S's in barbecue. And no one ever gives this man a microphone.
No, that's all right.
Unless it's my 40th birthday, in which case we're still talking about how awkward that was. But moving on.
No, moving on. Joy 94.9. I feel like I've been musically baptised when I hear that. Peyton. Let your soul be your pilot.
What a great way to start a Friday.
I wish that soul was flying my plane, that's for sure.
Now we've had a message from Conrad. Said, good
it
morning,
started early this morning.
Rat bags. I'm so happy it's Friday and what a great way to kick off the day by listening to my favourite breakfast crew.
Oh, thanks, Conrad.
Thank you, Conrad.
Good on you. If you want to send a message through this morning, because we like a little kickstart, don't we? Just to let us know that there's people out there listening. It can be a lonely old time here in the studio with just you.
I must admit I didn't get to bed as early as I would like to have last night, but I'll... Perhaps.
Are you whinging already?
No, but I'm just saying, the more love we get, the better it is.
Oh, right. So people just pump up your tyres a little bit and then you'll be off.
Well, you know, then I just, otherwise, if I was sitting in a room talking to you, Dollface, I would have laid down on the couch and had a little nap by now.
Oh, really?
Is that
how exciting
that is? But no, I'm here.
Now, listen, we have got a lot of friends at the moment, Anna Murphy, who seem to be in a spot of bother.
A little bit of spots of bother. Well, spots of bother,
you know,
yes.
All of a sudden, you know, actually, the funny thing is a lot of these people sort of got into relationships around the same time, and now it seems to be all coming apart a little bit and going their separate ways.
Some relationship breakups going on, which happens.
Which you and I sort of somehow, I don't know
how,
you and I become sort of Dr. Phil and Oprah to them.
I don't claim that.
Well, sort of giving advice and whatever. When was the last time I was in one?
Agony aunt.
Don't come to me for advice. Anyone for ages.
Well, exactly.
But they do.
But now, listen, yes, but... there's a theme because it's more than, it's not just a couple of couples, there's a lot. And everyone seems to want to, and they're having all these amicable breakups because they've come to the end of the thing and they're having amicable breakups.
Which is great,
which is terrific. But they're all sort of leaping out of them and thinking that we can be best friends straight away.
And then there's problems arise.
And then, so, what my question, because I don't know, I've pretty much the last person I went out with, I haven't spoken to for a year.
yes, correct.
Now you have a little bit of space.
Yeah,
I think
space.
It's important for people to just not be in each other's spaces.
Yeah, but
spaces.
I've got a friend of mine who has gone from woe to go, friendship to relationship to friendship, not a drama in the world. So
not a drama.
We want to find out from you guys.
I just want to know what the people think about
this.
Can
you go from woe to go? Or is that person who may have said that to me still hanging on to a relationship?
A glimmer of hope.
Like maybe still thinks they're in it, but just like, oh, yeah, well, I'm just go along with this because it's better to have them near than have them afar.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
that's
don't
pretty
know.
Deep, isn't it? Wow.
It is a bit.
Yeah. This topic could go belly up because it's a bit serious for us in the morning. But if it does, that's okay.
Well, that's okay. We can always talk about something ridiculous. Don't you worry about that.
finish some fart jokes later on.
Oh, yes.
But if you want to send through a message, 0427JOY949, honourandjoy.org.au. We'd like to, basically, we'd like to get to the bottom of this for a couple of friends so we can give them the right advice. Should they have a little split in between the relationship, or is it fine?
Get over it. Is it fine to still see each other?
Absolutely. In regards to our topic, which is basically, can you go from relationship to friends straight away
without a gap? Like, is that possible?
We've split the crowd here a little bit.
We have indeed.
Dollface. Yes. Simon said...
Simon said... put your hand on
you just shushy me.
Yes. So that wasn't even a shush, it was
shush. he said, no, you need a clean break, maybe friends in the future, but you need time to get over it and reestablish yourself. And Chris said, break up and burn all their stuff straight away.
Oh.
Like burn everything. Everything that's ever you've had, they've had in your house, burn it all.
Well, that's very dramatic.
It's like a cleansing process.
And can I suggest that Chris gets help for his pyromania?
Yes.
Gary has actually written in and said, we were fine until my ex went to Bali, which he had hated when we went together, and then started uploading heaps of photos to Facebook, which he hates.
Oof.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yowch.
Yeah, now, that's an interesting sideline to this story as well. Mm. I seem to think that a lot of the issues arise with the social media as well. Like everyone's like, it was an amicable split. We're fine. We really care about each other, whatever. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah. And do you know what? I've just seen him in his underpants on Instagram. Get off.
Yeah,
this one came through from Conrad.
This one says, rat bags, you can't go from relationship to mate straight away. Space is needed, especially in gay relationship when there's testosterone and natural competitive streaks. Having said that, I find it odd that someone can go from being in a relationship to making no contact. P.S. I'm single. If any of your listeners are interested, love and light. we're now become a dating service.
Absolutely. There's a lot of conflicting sort of information going on in here this morning. It's sort of 50-50 split, I would say, between people saying, no, get them out of your life altogether. Or, no, you can actually build that bridge.
I have actually tried both scenarios in the past, and I've been single for a very, very, very long time now. So I don't know what to say anymore because my information seems to me like it might be slightly outdated by about a decade.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I had a partner once, and he rang me in the morning and told me he was breaking up.
Yes.
And I thought I said, that's the way you feel, whatever. I thought it was all amicable. By the time I got home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the whole house had been cleaned out and left me with a pillowcase and a tiny little quilt.
Took the coat hangers,
took the sheets, took the shampoo.
So picture St. Elmo's fire,
yeah,
ladies
I was
and gentlemen.
Demi Moore
in the room with the billowing.
Nothing, been cleaned out.
Very much like that.
We weren't going to stay friends.
No,
I think at that point
hard.
That was pretty much the deciding factor that I just really didn't like him.
I blame social media. I tried to be friends with my ex and then, you know, not too long after that, saw him on Tinder and went in a mighty blue and
that's pretty much the last time
we spoke.
Yeah. You don't want to see your recent ex, you know.
Well, in his defence, I'd actually got on sites as well.
Airing it all out on Tinder.
Look, you know, hey, it's just when you bust the other one on there, it's
Can
not,
we help
okay.
other people?
Yeah, no.
Darren from Carrum Downs has actually sent a message.
Say, good morning, guys. I'm best friends with my ex. We've been friends for 30 years this January.
That's great.
And even Dean Murphy stopped doing that with you. He's doing
a visual joke.
30 years this January and even bought a house. He had helped me deal with the passing of last partner and accepted my current. He's a great guy. I love him like a brother.
Yeah, good on you. Now, this one came through, not too sure, from Mick, actually.
Pretty much wanting Conrad's details.
Conrad sent through a message before and said he was recently single. Now, Mick is up for a date, which is great. We've become a dating service. And also this one came through, also from Conrad. He's followed up with a message.
Said, I just got caught singing into the mirror in the lift in my apartment complex. Can't imagine why I'm single.
Need to change the topic? It's like a pickup service. we're like an audio grinder.
Oh, dear.
And in breaking news in New York, a New York State appeals court has ruled that chimpanzees are not entitled to the same rights as people, thwarting an advocacy group attempting to get primates freed. I can't concentrate. They're making signs at each other.
Sorry.
We're terrible.
Gearing up for our next segment. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
What, sticking the root finger up at each other? What's that segment called? How to get frisky
in the
brother sister. Today we'll bring a mostly cloudy day with showers and a top of 23, and that's what's making headlines. More news at 8.
Hey, Adam, have you ever had an ex where you've become friends with straight away, or how did most of yours end up?
Yeah, mostly amicable.
Mm.
Couple have been off the rocks.
Mm.
Them mainly. I don't think I've ever gone off the rocks. I think they went off the rocks, and that's why I left them.
Yeah, well, that's
the story I'm sticking
to. That's one.
You stick to that story. Actually.
That's why I'm still single
too.
Now, Clinton sent through a message. He said, hey, sex with your ex is the best. Wow.
Clinton, you sound like Dr. Zeus.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. Oh, Pitbull and Christina Aguilera.
Do you know what? I love that song.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Feel I think moment. I love it because I'm old enough to remember Aha.
Right. Oh, yes, that little riff. There you are. Hold on. Now, listen, Tom sent through a message in regard to our topic, which is, you know, can you go from a relationship to friendship straight away? He said, my ex broke up with me, then proceeded to want to have sex with me for 4 years after that, which kind of dragged out the whole process.
Well, it's kind of, we're not really.
We're not really broken.
No.
Sort of not really broken up.
This is
but you are. Emotionally, you're broken up, but he sort of just wanted to have sex
with me. Isn't that a bit cheeky? I don't want to go out with you, but I want a friend with benefit. And we already do that, so why don't we just hang around and do that?
Yes.
I'd love a friend with benefits.
Oh, I thought you had one.
Do I?
No. Do you have a Russian?
No.
Oh, anyway, sorry, must have been something else. This one says, hey, Murphs.
I think it depends entirely on the two individuals. No two relationships are the same, friends or lovers.
Oh, that's from Bert Murphy.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to put the surname.
Oh, sorry about that, Bert. I was carried away by the Murphys thing. Sorry about that.
Joining
distant
our show.
Relative? Right. Maybe an auntie? Oh, Bert. It's going to be an auntie. Anyway, look, this one came through
what
as well.
What does actually happen between your ears?
Sorry.
What's going on
this
up
one
there? Hey.
Came through?
Hi, I've been best friends with my ex.
Since we broke up.
Just went to his wedding last weekend with my current boyfriend, who secretly is a big fan of my ex, by the way. It works for me. Dean.
Oh, thanks. Thanks
I'm
for
not
that.
Sure how that's going to work for you if your new boyfriend's a fan of the ex. Oh, well. I see a great big menage a trois. Or what's four in French?
I don't know, actually. Un trois quatre.
What do you call that?
A quatre menage thingamajig. Anyway.
What do you, an orgy.
Do you know what? I think we've helped no one,
no
actually,
one.
This morning. And we're going to wind this topic up pretty soon because we have helped no one. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. And that's a new one from a group called Musketball.
Oh, I love it when you pronounce things. Sort of, you sound like a sort of a cross between a Spanish person and a spoodle.
What's going on in your head this morning? You're all over the place like a mad woman's spit. What's happening?
I don't really. Well, look, I have a confession to make, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and it's not my fault.
What do you mean it's not your fault?
Well, it's not. It's Channel 7's fault because they put on the In Excess telemovie again.
Yes.
And I can't. And do you know what? And I watched.
Well, you could have gone to bed. You don't have to.
No, I have to. It's like I cannot make myself sleep. So I was up too late, and then I have to start Googling pictures of Michael Hutchins. Then I get carried away. It is absolutely ridiculous. Then I get sad again that he's not here.
It's really obsessive and compulsive behaviour.
Well, it is. It's totally, I know.
It's been going on for a long while.
It's taken this amount of time for me to start listening to their music again.
It's been going on for a long time.
Hey, darling. It's Michael Hutchins here, lead singer in Excess, coming to you from beyond the grave. Hey, look, this obsession and infatuation thing, it's really nice and everything, but babe, it's been 16 years and I'd like to think that you've moved on by now. Look, I know you've been one of my biggest fans. I know you've even gay-crashed my funeral to be by my side. And haven't we all heard that story once or twice before? But listen, babe, listen like faves. For your own sake, it's time to rip the Shabu Shabu posters off your wall. It's time to pack away your kick album that you've been using as a drink coaster. Find yourself a new sensation. I've heard George Michael's not available anymore. That's sad. Have you thought about Chris Martin from Coldplay?
Oh.
Anyway, my biggest fan, I've got to go. But remember, don't change for you. Don't change a thing for me.
Read this little thing in the paper this morning, Anna Murphy. It's quite funny, actually. There's been amendments to UK law that could see pornography radically censored. So the Brits have basically said, okay, we're not happy. We're going to change a few of the rules. What they're going to ban are things like certain acts, including spanking, caning, aggressive whipping. Now, physical abuse and verbal abuse should go.
I think so, yes.
Strangulation out.
Well, that's never going to be good for anyone.
But I thought this was, out of all the things that they could possibly ban, they've chosen face-sitting.
Face-sitting?
Yes. So you're no longer allowed to watch porno with someone sitting on someone's face.
That's rich from the people that thought it the lovely jingle, sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
Hey, we've got a prize to give away. It's the Human Nature's new jukebox CD. But we want to do it this way because this week you and I both took up sort of a new new hobbies.
Yes, I'm the proud... Well, I've always been an owner of a bike. Let's face it, I've had this bike for 10 years. And what did you say to me the other day? It looks brand new. It's never been used.
It still has the little bits. You know when you buy a bike and the tyres have the little the little bits that once you've done one ride, they wear off?
Yeah.
Still got those on it.
I bought it 10 years ago. And look, I put my hand up and I've resisted. Everyone in my life has told me to sell the bike. Just get rid of it. And then recently my friend who lives downstairs has been saying, Doll, I'd never get any money for that. Just throw it away. It's a piece of... And I'm like, no, do you know what? I'm actually going to get that bike fixed and I'm going to show you all.
Absolutely.
Because I've stupidly or inspirationally, if that's a word at this time of the morning,
not really.
I have signed up for a mini triathlon. Yes, you heard it here first, people. I am doing a mini triathlon.
I don't mean
March.
To snigger at you.
Yeah, you do mean to snigger. You're very much like our father who did exactly the same thing. And I
don't.
Feel
Look, you
like
know what? I don't mean to snigger at you. I think it's remarkable. But this is all I've heard for the last year is, I can't walk, my toes aren't
No, but it's
properly.
Forced me to deal with that
and
problem.
And so you've gone from not being able to walk on your toes to going and doing a triathlon. It's a huge jump.
Hey, listen, I have got a team of professionals working on getting my foot right for this
yes,
event.
Yes, you have.
And it's actually coming back to go. Anyway, we digress.
No, okay, so
the
that's
new
a new
hobby
thing.
For me.
It's bike riding, that's good.
I feel
good.
Free as a bird, except for that minute yesterday, very small moment yesterday morning where I took off into the street and pretty much into the oncoming traffic and nearly got wiped out by a barina. So
don't get wiped out, Doll. We need you on Friday breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay? I've got no replacement. I've got no replacement. I've got no one to fill in.
Can you imagine?
I took up a new hobby this week too. I took up squash.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are your father's son.
Don't go there. I didn't think I could. I had a mate ring me and he said, do you want to come down for a game of squash? Unusual. That's a really weird request.
Who plays squash?
Let's give it a go. But when I got there, he then proceeded to tell me, because took his racket out. He goes, you can have this one. This is one I was using when I was playing professionally.
Oh.
I was like, no.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
It's a funny game. I loved it. And so I'm going to play once a week. It's a new hobby. So we're talking about hobbies.
It really terrifies me, squash. I'm not coordinated enough
good,
for that.
Good cardio, good little sweating, whatever. It's full on.
What interesting hobbies are you taking up for this year? And if you're not taking up something for this year, because it's nearly over, let's face it, we're at the ass end of 2014, thank goodness. What are you taking up for 2015?
Yeah, just tell us what your hobby is. What do you want to take up? What have you got planned for? Because I know this is the time. It's, New Year's is about a month away. Not even that, 26 days. And if in 26 days...
Who's counting?
Are you taking up a new hobby for 2015? Let us know. Love that tea swizzle there. Oof, good tune,
isn't
it?
I love that one.
Blank Space. I listened to a lot of the rest of the album last night.
Right.
There's a lot of very deep emotional relationship breakup sort of songs there. I thought that we were going to get a whole album of Shake It Off.
Oh, no.
No.
I think... But is she... Is it tongue-in-cheek or is she outing herself as a cray-cray?
Who knows?
Who cares?
Who cares? Hey, listen, if you've got a new hobby that you're taking up for 2015, let us know. 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au.
Sam says, I just bought a longboard. Going to get into that on
longboard.
Sunny days.
Wow. That's.
I'm seeing a lot more skateboards around, longboards, lately.
Yeah.
They've always terrified me. I'm not coordinated enough for that stuff.
Good weird one here. Sarah says, cake decorating.
Well, is it weird?
No, it's not weird. It's just I feel like...
Well, it's weird for you because you've never actually baked anything in your life.
So anyway, that's good. Peter said lingerie modelling. Good on you, Pete.
You're getting into lingerie modelling.
Yep.
I love that.
And Chris said building abseiling. So that's obviously abseiling down a building. So that's daredevil stuff.
Gianni said rock climbing. Can't wait.
Great.
I like all this. These are giving me ideas. I would like to rock climb, although I pity the poor fool that has to stand down the bottom and hold the rope.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's not going to be good. And I'm scared of heights.
Or the team of people.
Can you imagine? I'll just be clutching the wall and won't be able to move.
You ready for this, Anna Murphy?
Oh, I'm...
Because I like these stories from China.
I'm in the brace position.
They're funny little... Funny, aren't they, over there?
Ooh.
Funny.
Careful.
10,000 birds...
Yes?
...have just been checked for bum bombs. Okay, in Tiananmen Square, they had a big celebration last week. Yeah. And it's imperative because they were fearing terrorist attacks... And they've got a bird anal squad that actually checks all the... No, this is a true story. I'm actually reading it out of the paper. And it's every bird needs to have their bums checked and feathers and their wings. to see whether there's any bum bombs that could likely go off.
Can you imagine going home tomorrow, I've got a new job, and then trying to explain that? In fact, actually, do you know what? If my gig that I've got at the moment doesn't work out, I reckon I could get that job because I had to actually follow my cat around the house for bum bombs the other day when I hadn't quite put enough kitty litter in there. I could smell something walking around.
On a lighter note, Anna Murphy, I was reading the story this morning. In the UK, there's a one of the dog squad, you know, the sniffer dogs.
Yes.
In the UK, accidentally, when he went into a house, there was lines of cocaine on a table, and he accidentally snorted.
Oh dear!
A couple of lines of cocaine.
Oh, that can't be.
Well, he is a sniffer dog, but I don't know. I think he's taken a bit far.
Was he all right?
Yeah, he was fine. I mean, can you imagine him being hauled off to the vet, like, you know, with his gold chains around his neck and sunnies on?
Very confident. Very chatty.
Very chatty. Well, we've got audio from the vet. This is what took place.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.